Real estate is a dynamic and potentially lucrative industry, with real estate agents serving as intermediaries between buyers and sellers. If you've ever considered a career in real estate, you might wonder just how much money real estate agents make. In this blog, we'll explore the various factors that influence real estate agent earnings and provide insight into the potential income in this field. 1. Commission structure. One of the primary ways real estate agents earn money is through commissions. These commissions are typically a percentage of the sale price of a property. The lowest and highest recorded commission rates are in the range of 3% to 10% of the property's sale price, which may then be split between the listing agent, the agent representing the seller, and the buyer's agent, the agent representing the buyer. This means that an agent's income is directly tied to the property's value. 2. Experience matters. The real estate industry rewards experience. Novice agents may start with a lower income as they build their client base and reputation. Over time, as they gain more experience and a better understanding of the market, their income potential increases. Established agents can command higher commission rates and may also benefit from repeat business and referrals. 3. Location, location, location. Where a real estate agent works can significantly impact their earnings. Real estate is a local business, and the housing market's health can vary greatly from one area to another. High demand and high value markets like Kampala or Wakiso often result in higher commissions, while agents in less competitive markets may earn less. 4. Market conditions. Real estate markets are sensitive to economic conditions. In a booming market, agents may experience increased demand and higher prices, leading to more significant commissions. Conversely, during a downturn, agents may see reduced income due to fewer transactions and lower property values. 5. Full-time versus part-time. The commitment level of a real estate agent can also affect their earnings. Full-time agents typically have a better chance of earning more because they can dedicate more time and effort to their clients and business. Part-time agents, who may have other income sources, might not earn as much but can still have a successful career with the right balance. 6. Marketing and networking. Effective marketing and networking can have a substantial impact on an agent's income. Agents who invest in marketing strategies, build a robust online presence, and maintain a broad network of contacts often have more opportunities to earn commissions through referrals and new clients. 7. Legal and administrative costs. Real estate agents often have legal and administrative costs, such as insurance, office space, and transaction fees. These expenses can eat into an agent's earnings and should be factored into their financial calculations. 8. Property type. The type of property being sold can also influence an agent's earnings. Commercial real estate transactions often yield higher commissions compared to residential deals. Luxury properties, with their higher sale prices, can also result in more significant commissions. On the other hand, lower-priced properties or rental transactions may generate less income for agents. 9. Number of agents on the deal. The number of agents involved in a real estate transaction can affect the commission distribution. While a standard deal usually involves two agents, one representing the seller and the other the buyer, multiple agents can become involved in more complex transactions. In such cases, the commissions may need to be divided among a larger group, potentially reducing the share for each agent. What a real estate agent earns. I can tell that you have been very eagerly expecting a specific amount or figure regarding what a real estate agent earns. But before I can give you a range of figures between which an agent earns, you can see above that the amount an agent makes can vary significantly based on several factors, and thus we shall look at the lowest possible amounts and also highest possible amounts that have been recorded. It's worth noting upfront that while some of the highest figures mentioned below are rare, they are not impossible, as instances of such earnings have occurred in the past. Having worked with several real estate agents over the last several years, My experience is that a sole agent can earn a gross amount between UGX 3 million to UGX 100 million for a single property sale depending on the price of the property and a commission between 3% to 10%. The range of potential earnings can be quite broad, reflecting the diversity in property values, commission rates, and market conditions. Land sales, on the other hand, usually bring in much less gross earnings, ranging from UGX 1 million to UGX 50 million or more depending on factors like the price, size, and location of the land. Land sales, particularly in serviced estates, are more frequent because they are often more affordable, making them an attractive option for low-income earners, especially those looking to purchase plots away from the city center. For real estate agents who primarily deal with rentals, their income structure is different. They can earn anywhere between UGX 50,000 to UGX 350,000 in search fees per property, and around UGX 100,000 to UGX 10 million in commission fees per property. The commission earned from rentals depends on various factors, including the property's price and a commission rate, which can be around 8% of the amount paid upfront by the tenant. In addition to traditional real estate transactions, some agents also offer other services like land title processing, property management, or consultancy services. These services might bring in smaller but cumulative amounts that can supplement an agent's income before a significant sale comes in. It's important to note that these supplementary services can be a valuable part of an agent's income stream, offering diversification and stability. Agents agree and also disagree. During my research for this blog, I reached out to several real estate agents, including Dennis Musoke, a seasoned realtor and the founder of RentWide Limited, who is also a long-standing member of the Real Estate Database, RED. He confirmed the accuracy of the estimated earnings mentioned above. Similarly, David Tumwazaye from Victoria Nile Estates validated the well-researched nature of these estimates, and Dixon from Alpha Homes also affirmed their validity. However, it's worth noting that Grace Mukomwetsi from Spectrum Real Estate Solutions disagreed with all these estimates. In such cases, we tend to align with the consensus opinion, which, in this instance, supports the previously mentioned figures. Conclusion: real estate agents have the potential to earn a wide range of incomes based on diverse factors that influence their earnings. The figures mentioned above are just a glimpse into the potential earnings in the industry. It's important to remember that real estate can be a rewarding career, but it also demands adaptability, effort, and a keen understanding of the local market conditions. If you're considering a career in real estate, it's advisable to conduct thorough research, seek mentorship, and understand the specifics of your local market to set realistic income expectations. The income of a real estate agent can vary significantly based on factors like location, experience, market conditions, commission rates, and individual efforts. It's essential to understand that real estate is not a guaranteed path to wealth, and success requires hard work, dedication, and adaptability.